on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica Jay.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Good Tuesday morning before the Wednesday that is going to reveal all. Yes, special session starting tomorrow. I have just a bit of gloom and doom to talk about because we're going to talk about sports. We're going to talk about vaccinations. We're going to talk about, oh, our lovely, lovely Governor Sisolak and where he's going to come up with $1.2 billion. And I tell you, that, I believe, is an optimistic number. Personally, I believe it's going to be more than that. You know, this is going to be a tough one today. So I want to share with you something that I hope you've already heard. Because I've played it a couple of times for myself, just sitting back and listening, trying to get that, catch that breath, you know. And I think that I'm not a fan of redoing music, but this I am a fan of because it just came out so amazing. Just so amazing. So if you haven't heard it, you definitely need to look it up.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, where the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. Minnesota
to the hills of Tennessee,
across the plains of Texas, oh, from sea to shining sea,
from Detroit down to Houston,
New York to LA,
where there's pride in every American heart,
and it's time we stand and say.
Now, heaven knows, Lee Greenwood has never needed any help singing, especially that amazing song. But the reason that that song gives me even more chills now is the fact that every other voice you heard there, the a cappella, all of the harmonizing, the men, the women, those are all people from our U.S. military. Those weren't famous professional singers. Those were all men and women who serve this country, who are proud of this country, and who will lay down their lives for this country, and they will protect us from enemies, foreign and domestic. And right now, those enemies, foreign and domestic, are working hand in hand. I am wondering how many of the fires that we keep seeing are arson to stress our systems. People are literally going out and setting fires to harm us here in Northern Nevada. Actually, not just here, all across the country. My husband and I were sitting there talking about this last night, and it was, you know, something fishy's going on. Keep seeing all these little brush and spot fires starting up in places that, what's somebody doing out there? People are going to try to blame it on illegal fireworks, but these particular fires weren't starting up when people were shooting off fireworks. So what else could it be? We have to go back to, if you see something, say something. And say it immediately. Rely on your gut. Because there is a, well, I would say a generation, but actually I believe that there are now two generations that have no clue about what this country stands for and our history. And they have been brainwashed into thinking that this is okay. This is a way to get attention. It's not okay. People are dying, and we are being lied to. We are being lied to. We are being manipulated through the educational system. We are being manipulated 100% through the media, through our entertainment, and through those people who kids and a lot of adults have turned to as heroes because they catch a ball or they throw a ball or kick a ball. It's just ridiculous. Log on to 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Will you continue to watch, attend, or buy merchandise supporting professional sports? Because that is a billion times over cash cow moneymaker. You buy a jersey from China that, costs $5 to make, $10 to make, and yet you spend $100 on it, And then you spend even more if it's got somebody's signature on it? When that money could have been spent on other things. Could have been spent on moments. Could have been spent on family vacations. Could have been spent on political lessons for your kids. Could have been spent on music lessons. We are missing so much joy in this country right now because of what's going on. And it is time for us to take it back. It is time for us to ask why this is going on. And if you haven't yet figured out that it's not about a virus, it's not about all the BS that we've been subject to, when the WHO, not the music group, World Health Organization, who was created and funded by the, I know you're getting tired of me saying it, by the Rothschilds, Bill Gates, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So once again, your money going to an organization of non-professionals, non-experts, who shut the entire world down, including our economy, in the name of your safety? To do what? To make you afraid to go outside, to put a mask over your face, and now they say, well, you know, the masks really don't do anything. Well, we knew that because it says it on the side of the damn box. But still, so many play into the lie. Being mandated by people, governors, mayors, who do not have the right to mandate it. This is pitting, again, more anger, more hostility between people. And the anger and hostility shouldn't be towards each other. It should be towards these organizations that are funded by a very small group of people who want to have total control over you. They're not worried about money. They're really not. They're already trillionaires. They're already billionaires. Yes, their wealth will grow, but they really don't care about that. It is about controlling you. Where are the parents getting together? Where are the news organizations, the real reporters out there who have chosen not to talk about the CDC declaring in federal court that they do not have the studies to back up that vaccines are not harmful? Where are they in taking that information and taking the information that since vaccines have been down for children, that we have 30% less SIDS deaths? You know, that sudden infant death syndrome that just seems to happen. We have no clue as to why. Yet these babies have all been vaccinated. Where are the people digging into this? And why aren't you, why aren't we screaming at the top of our lungs? I am, but I don't know how many people are listening to the point that they actually want to get up and do something. I'm doing as much as I can, but I need your help. We'll be back. Open up the phone lines, 884-9910, talk and text. We'll go over some of your texts that we've already gotten this morning and some that I got last night. And there's some great stuff here. But we need more. We'll be back right after this on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
The Monica Jay Show,
a patriot of the first order,
on FM Talk 99.1.
KKFT
92.3 FM Talk.
Got your opinions and I got mine.
And we agree. Sometimes they're not just opinions. Sometimes they're facts. You just have to go looking for them. You got to go digging for them. If a doctor came to you and said, you know, you've got this and this and this, and we need to literally strip off all of your skin to make you better, wouldn't you go get a second opinion? When did we stop getting second opinions? When did we stop trying to find answers? When did the majority just become sheep? And I do say majority because every time I go out, I do not wear a mask. I don't wear a mask inside the house. I don't wear a mask outside the house. I don't wear a mask inside a store. I don't wear a mask outside of the store. And now I'm hungry and want green eggs and ham. But let me tell you, the fear-mongering is going to continue from Dr. Fauci and all these others. And it looks as though I would not be surprised if a second shutdown is something that they're going to try. As tomorrow, we go into a special session with our legislature, who already spends way too much money on things that the government should not be handling, like the Office of New Americans, you know, set up in a roundabout way, pretty much just to help illegals. And why do I say that? Because I pretty much know that if I went to a new country and wanted to become a citizen, I wouldn't go looking just for a handout, being able to go to an office. I would do research. I would do some digging. But your tax dollars at work, courtesy of our local legislators. Our local legislators who don't read bills all the way through to figure out that you're banning raffles. It's unbelievable. But we need another distraction because people are coming up on the fact that, we got a special session where our particular governor and his form of governing by watching Gavin Newsom and running the Democrat playbook needs to come up with $1.2 billion. He's only got so much access to what's in the state. Yeah. He's going to be coming after you. The fire that has 395 closed, it's up to 5,000 acres now. So far, zero containment on that. But did you know that with all the fires that are going on, especially this one, there were actually 10 different fires set? 10 different fires. That's interesting, don't you think? Now, most of those were put out. But because of our winds yesterday, a couple of them took off, joined together, 5,000 acres now. And I can pretty much guarantee you, they're going to find only not only that fire as arson, but all of the fires that have been going on around us. Arson. What's that old thing? Nero played while... Nero fitted while Rome burned. Another distraction. We'll be back after this on the Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk shows on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada, live and local, right now, 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Tuesday to you. The day before we see a special election here in Nevada. Governor Sisolak bringing everybody together to basically raise taxes, come up with $1.2 billion for our shortfall for something that he did. He shut down this economy and is keeping it shut down when we should be open. For all of you people out there who are saying, but Monica, Texas, look at the map. Everybody, the cases are skyrocketing. Yeah, so the deaths are at an all-time low. This whole COVID scam, farce, whatever you want to call it, that never should have been declared a pandemic, keeping everybody, you know, this is a form, I believe, of a weapon of mass destruction. This is worse than a bomb. A bomb hits. It destroys. You see the casualties. You clean up. You're over. This is going to be ongoing until you take the stand that you're tired of it.
But Monica, it's just wearing a mask. Can't you just go into the store with the mask on?
No, I can't. Because it shows submission. And it's just flat out bad for your health. Especially if you have breathing problems, which you need more oxygen now than ever. It's about keeping yourself healthy. Now, I know there are a lot of supporters out there for Big Pharma. Monica, we have the best medical care in the world. People come here. You know, well, people go to India for health care as well. They go other places because it's less expensive and it seems to be the same medication, the same operations. Well, unless you're going down to Mexico and then, you know, you don't know what you're going to get. But we have been lied to. We've been lied to for so long. And if you just start looking for the facts, they are out there. When social media shuts down respected doctors and scientists and researchers, even professors, that say that this is not something that we should be afraid of. This is not something that we should be running from. We should protect the vulnerable. you know there's an issue. When people take it upon themselves to keep you from information because they deem it, they, the people at Google, the people at Facebook, the people at Twitter, they deem it, well, whatever they want to deem it, misinformation, hate speech, unbelievable. A group of people, Femme Black, whatever that is, shut down the freeway system in Washington state. Car came through, hit two people, hit two of the women. White girl dies. They try to blame, and another one in critical condition. They try to blame it on us. People who don't want to be shut down. People who want to live their lives. But even that story, they can't get straight. Now, the, excuse my language, close the little one's ears, the half-assed approach to governing in Washington state, now they're coming out and saying, oh, we're going to enforce the law that you can't protest or close down highways and freeways, the road system. You think? ABC put the story out as a luxury auto, a luxury vehicle drove through the protesters at high speed. Huh. Thought there had to be a person in that car. Well, they didn't want to tell you who the person was. A Black man going to the university system there. That didn't fit their narrative. Didn't work. Haven't heard anything because they haven't caught the people who threw Molotov cocktails into a horse trailer, causing one of the horses to be put down because they blocked everything. They couldn't get the horses out. And yet, we're the bad guys. We can't sing in church because what? Moisture comes out of our mouth, it spreads further. Yet people can scream at other people in their faces that they're killing people by not wearing masks. The vile that they spew is just sickening. But it's okay for them to do that. But we can't hug and kiss our friends and family. We can't sing. We can't bring joy to our lives. Praise. No, that's bad. Even if you don't go to church, even if you don't praise this way, wouldn't you at least stop to think and say, that's kind of odd. Or are you just so out of it that you really don't care? You don't care about this country. You don't care what's happening to people. I still go back to the fact that how would you feel if someone in your family was dying in the hospital, nothing to do with COVID-19, And yet you weren't allowed to see them. You weren't allowed to hold their hand. You weren't allowed to say goodbye. To comfort them at a time that they needed you most as much as you needed them. Nurses, doctors, all coming forward. Call up the hospital. Say, how come, you know, you're saying your ICU is maxed out? Are these all COVID patients?
Oh, I'm sorry. We're not allowed to give that type of information.
No, they're not, because it doesn't fit the narrative. So talk to your friends who are nurses, who know nurses, who have family members that are nurses or doctors, and learn the truth that, yeah, the reason beds are full is because other things are happening. People are getting into car accidents. People are having surgeries. People are finally coming out to be able to get tests to see if they have cancer or not. That's why hospitals are starting to fill up. The cases. But you realize we're not hearing deaths. We had the unfortunate death of a veteran, 89 years old, with underlying conditions. I can only say so much before people start to wake up. And you better wake up to the situation, especially with all of these roads being blocked, freeways being blocked, that if you carry, that's great. You should. You should open carry. You should always have your firearm by your side. If you conceal carry, that's great, too. Have it in your purse. Have it on you. But you should always have something in your car as well. Don't leave it in your car when you're not in the car, but in your car as well. Again, this is going to get worse before it gets better. We're going to see more arson. We're going to see more vandalism. We're going to see more murders. If you weren't with me yesterday, have the story. 600 murders. 600 killings. 6 months. 6 different states. Oh, not even 6 different states, just 6 cities. Don't you think that statistic is a little much? Ask yourself why that's not being focused on. Because they looked at the cities with these high death counts and figured out that they were black on black crime. An 8-year-old just trying to get home. Little black girl. But the vehicle that she was in got caught in one of these crowds, one of these protests. And they killed their own. So if they're willing to kill their own, do you think that they'd be willing to kill you as well? Doesn't matter who you are, what you do, what you stand for. The project, the job, is division and anarchy. And until you stand up to your local legislature, the mayor, the governor, Democrat-run cities, we are going to be completely destroyed. Today's poll question, are you going to continue to support professional sports? Watch, listen to, go to, spend money on? Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Why are we asking this? Well, I'll tell you right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Love you. I hope you feel that. I hope you hear that. Because the reason I hammer you so much is because I do love you. And I love this state. And I love this county. And I have to ask myself, why aren't our county commissioners putting out letters like Lyon County? Where the county commissioners come together and say, hey, Sisolak, we're not doing this. They all got together and put a resolution opposing the use of mail-in ballots, except in the case of absentee ballots where you actually request it. So good for them. Where's Washoe County? Where's all the other counties doing that? Where's Douglas? Where's Churchill? Where's Carson? Exactly. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Will you continue to watch, attend, buy merchandise for supporting professional sports? Yesterday's poll question. Do you think we're more patriotic, less patriotic? Since 9/11. 64% of those participating said the left has become less patriotic. And the right, they are becoming more patriotic. Only 2% of those participating said more patriotic. Pretty much everything else was less. Because they are dividing us. They are driving us apart. So what do you think? Are you going to support sports? A lot of interesting answers. No, hell no. NFL, no fans left. NASCAR, thanks to Bubba Wallace, done with that. NBA, boring. Unless it's the Harlem Globetrotters. You know, I agree with that. I miss the, Yeah, wasn't it, who, the Washington Generals? Is that, yeah, also them? Don't watch any of them. Money walks and BS, no, money talks and BS walks. Boy, ain't that the truth. And that's pretty much professional sports nowadays. Remember what I said the other day? It's your money. You, as the consumer, controls everything. Absolutely everything. Going to our text this morning. Aw, Ted. You're adorable. We need you, Monica, more now than ever to keep us going. I'm too shy to call. Ted in Silver Springs, hugs and love. You're our voice. Keep me going during all this crap. Well, Ted, I love you too. And I am proud and honored to be your voice. But you know what? It takes more than just a voice. You can make phone calls to strangers if you don't want to be on the air. You can send emails. You can send letters. Do whatever you can. Because if we overload their system, if we let Sisolak know that we know what's going on, that this, again, keeping us shut down, keeping us in economic ruin, is just a way to get more state taxes, state income tax, a road tax, more in gas taxes, all starting tomorrow. Let them know how you feel. The Republicans are at a disadvantage for votes, but not your voice. We'll be back after this.